Very good. Okay. Morning. A little bit different state here. We'll pick it up from Reish Mem Hey. And the Mishnah has a hakdama to the simon, just explaining what's going on here. The basic idea is that when you have shutfus with a non-Jew, how that partnership work in a halachic way when everything's going to be divided up at the end. So we'll start with the hakdama. Morning. Reish Mem Hey. Yisrael ve'in Yehudi. Do lehetu gomer hu bo'im Yisrael yeshlo eze esek o malacha b'shutfusim ha'in Yehudi. Sheyistim mitachi lekodim shaloi chin b'shutfus avor ata b'shabas tikach kifim malachducha hein rav o ma'at. Now let's divide it up, and before we even start working, we're going to make a division. So you're going to take whatever wages come in on Shabbos, whether it's a lot, whether it's a small amount. And I'm going to work also Yom Echad one day. Bechol, I'll take Wednesday. Wednesday is my day. So we set this up. We haven't yet opened up our business, but we're going to give examples of what it'll be. And so whatever it is, I'm going to take Wednesday, and you're going to take, non-Jew's going to take the Shabbos. And then whatever it is. Words, if $100 comes in, that's yours. If $200 comes in, that's yours.
So they have to account.
What they have a day by the cheshbon. They know exactly, right, exactly. They know exactly what came in. They didn't make an arrangement in advance of starting the business. So you'll take Shabbos vani at bechol ze vare oser. That you cannot do, because what's going to come out, what we'll see, is that really at that point we're saying that the non-Jew is like a shliach. He's working on behalf of the Jew on Shabbos. That we saw already in the last time is oser, right? Ve'im lo hisnu mitchila. Now they didn't make the condition beforehand. Ubeshas chaluka chalku stam b'shove. Right? So then they didn't divide it up. But you know, we made $700 in that week, so I'll take $350 and you'll take $350. Zeh baya b'gemor d'lo ifshin. It's a question that's discussed and it's not resolved in the Gemara, so it's machlokes rishonim. The Rambam and the Rosh. So we'll see how this pairs out. The Rambam is our Sephardic Rishon and the Rosh is our quasi, you know, Ashkenazic Rishon. He started off in Germany, but he had to run for his life. There was a pogrom. His Rebbe was in prison. His Chavrusa was killed. He ran for his life and he escaped to Spain. So he has like, the Rosh is a fascinating personality. He has like, part of his life begins in Ashkenaz, and the second half of his rabbinic career is in Svart. So the Ram holds one way, and we'll see the Ramah is going to hold like the Rosh again. Okay, there's a tremendous loss. We can be lenient on this case again when they didn't specify how they're going to divide it beforehand, and now they're just going to split it down the line. If they did make the condition, meaning whatever profits come on your day versus whatever profits come in on Shabbos, so then now they want to divide it up. They want to divide it. What's it called? Equally. Zeh muter af the Rambam. Even the Rambam would agree in this case. It was fine. K'mo shekosav b'sif beis. We'll see coming up. Zeh ikra hadinim habesifim harishonim v'yoser ha'pratim v'gam tamehim yivor l'kameh. Okay, so that's his introduction to it. So we're talking about a Jew and a non-Jew who have a shutfus, and they really ideally should make a partnership to divide up the business where Shabbos is the goy's day, and one day out of the week you could take Sunday, you know, whatever, they'll have an arrangement, and then they could split it up. They could how it's done. Okay, here we go. Sif Aleph. Yisrov ein Yehudi sheyesh lehem sode o toner o merchatz o rechaim shomayim b'shutfus. So they have a sode. They have a field property they own. A toner we saw was the oven, the bathhouse, rechaim, a water mill, rechaim shomayim b'shutfus. They're partners. Oh, Sheheim Shutfim Bechanus, Schar, they own a store, you know, a very common thing nowadays where, you know, you have a Jewish, there's a non-Jew partner in the store. Im Hisnim Tchila B'Shas, Sheboi Lishtatev Shiyu Schar HaShabbos Le'in Yehudi Levado, right, what we just saw in the introduction. Shabbos belongs to Mr. McCormick. Im Ma'at V'im Harbi, a little bit or a lot. And then Mr. Schwartz will get his day. That's mutter. Now let's say they didn't set up this agreement where each one gets their own day. And when they divide it up, the Ein Yehudi takes all the schar from Shabbos, and the rest they divide up. Ve'im loha yischar haShabbos yedua. But I don't know. I don't have such accurate books. I don't know how much came in on Shabbos. I know what my total profits were for the week. So then yitul eini hudu levado shvi'is. He takes a seventh haschar v'cholkim hashar. So that would be like this. The business made $700. So a seventh is 100. So the guy gets $100. And then the rest, they now divide up evenly. So at the end, it would come out to be 400 and 300, right? Okay. Comes along the Hagoah, which is going to be a little bit more makil. Yesh matirin aschar b'di'evid afil lo hisnu v'chalkustam. So there is a b'di'evid that even if, he quotes the Rosh, which we just saw, that if they didn't make this condition, they could still split it half and half. Venerly l'hefzeh gadol yesh lismach alayhu. And if there's a tremendous loss, let's say it's not $100 loss, but it's $1,000, it's $10,000 of profits, that's a hefzeh gadol if he's going to just give him a seventh of it. So then they could rely upon this. V'yeshom shekol zeh lo mairi ela b'shutfus shekol echad oisek b'yomo. This is when they're each working on their day. Ava kishishnehem oisekim b'yachad. I have a typo, is that b'yachad? Yeah, okay, my point is this. B'yachad kol yimei hachol, right? When they're both working together, b'shabbos oisek ha'in yehudi levado, mut l'chalak imo kol eschar de'in yehudi, adai d'nafshi ko'ofid. If they're working all day long, and then on Shabbos, it's just him, then that's the phrase we've seen over and over again. Adai d'nafshi ko'ofid means that he's doing it for his own convenience. Ve'ein yisroya nehenem imalachto b'shabbos. He's not getting enough from that. Kaven she'ein malacham malacha mutelas olav lasos. He doesn't have to work that day. Mikomakom lo yitos char shabbos el b'havlo. Really, it's going to become swallowed up, absorbed within the other days of the week. Im shar hayomim with the others, which is what we talk about the havlo of, like when you're paying like for a caterer, you're paying a chazan, you're paying a.
So he's saying even in this case it would still be okay to divide 50-50? You don't have to.
Yeah, that. Correct. Okay, let's do the Mishnah Berurah. Aleph. Soda otoner. So right, so the type of business the Mechaber began by discussing was when they own a field, they own an oven, right? You know, we have modern day appliances back there. There was a community oven in the middle of the town that everybody used. Tama devorim elu debeinen hisnu dimolachi kevan de tchila b'shas asias ashutfus humuto hamalacha al shnehem yachdav. You have to divide it up, or else it's on both of them. If afterwards now he says, okay, you work Shabbos and you get all that, I'll take one day for myself. You're making him work. Ki'ilu Omel says, if you said to him, "Ase ata avuri b'Shabbos," you should work on my behalf on Shabbos, right? Vani esek negze avurach, and I'll work for you one day. Bechol v'havi shlucho mamish. That's why it's not allowed. Because you're basically saying work on my behalf, right? Now you're going to ask Akasha. The halacha is ain shlichus la'akum. I can't make a non-Jew my shliach. In other words, let's say I have to do a mitzvah. You're running late. It's Erev Shabbos. You're running late. Say, you know, I'm going to take a quick shower. Go ahead, light Shabbos candles for me.
Well, that's a Dvar Mitzvah. There's a chiluk between a Dvar Mitzvah and I can't sell this.
I
owe somebody $100 here. Go take $100.
That's a good question. That would be mechalik between a mitzvah versus just doing me a favor, right? So, could be for that already. It would be. But here we're talking about, you know,
because he's working on Shabbos for you.
Yes, so Rashi holds, I think it's Bava Mitzi, Rashi says, Yesh Shlichus La'akum L'chumra, where would it come out for a Chumra, then now, if he really was my Shlich, and he's working on my behalf, so then, and if I tell somebody to work for me, right, if I tell somebody to, you know, go give this $100 to so-and-so, so he is my Shlich, it doesn't mean he's Jewish or not, right? So that would work, but you can't, but you have that all the time in the Gemara, you know, but if you have, you have a mitzvah, so they can't do your mitzvahs for you. So when he's back in Mimonoshach, if he is my shliach, he can light Shabbos candles, he can bench lu, he can do all these mitzvahs for me. So then he could also, that's what, if he can't work for me, that's what it is. He says, no, we only say it l'chumra, not l'kula.
So he can be a shliach l'dvar avera?
Ain't shliach l'dvar avera. Ein shlich devar vera, except for two exceptions. If a person is surabia and is machalos asuros, because there is like a shtikel hanah for the shliach. But normally, let's say a person says, I don't know, what would be an example? Go kill this guy, right? Okay, I'm just following orders. I'm going to go kill somebody. Yeah, I'm not there because I'm his own shliach. So right, shliach kan gemosa. So it's really like he killed him, and I'm not the guy. He says, no, ain't shliach the devar veri. You're not a shliach. That's in the beginning of many plays we have in where is it? It's kedushin. I think mem gimel. Okay, lefize back inside. Lefize im shutfu in yehudi ba'atzmo in oise klum rak she'in yehudi acherim haboyim la'afois masikim lo'atona shal shutfus. Right, so let's say the non-Jew himself isn't working, but he gets his helpers to come. He subcontracts, and the other one's working. V'nostin sachma b'scharam yochel hayisroel lekabel mishutfu scharam magilo lefichelko. Right, that's you're allowed to divide up. Afila imlo hisnu bilvad shlo yikach imenu mischar Shabbos levado. He doesn't just take the Shabbos el yikach imenu stam b'havlo shar hayomim. So in that case, it would be allowed. Then we're not worried about Maris Ayin over here, because everyone looks and says that they understand what type of financial arrangement is set up in this thing. Everyone's going to say they understand that there is a non-Jewish partner on the property. Okay, Beis. This is im hisnu b'tchila hatam tekevin shehusnu b'tchila lo hutol al hayisrael klal meikar lasois b'shabbes. Right, ve'ein ha'ini hudi shlucho. I don't have to work on Shabbos, so you're not my shliach. We arranged. I'm off this day. This is not my day of work. So therefore, in that case, when he does work, that's his own cheshbon. It's not me. So that's the best. That's best practice to do this, right? And then the goy is going to get it. Shiaschar Shabbos will be him, whatever comes in that day. If we had story time, I could tell you a maislach of people who are coming from. And the hardest day, this guy has a big furniture store in Jersey. And the hardest thing for him to do was to close down, because weekend. And not only did he close down, he got more of a revach, more of a profit on the other days. Then he thought it was counterintuitive. His wife gave him a hard time. He had more profit, right? Okay, but we're doing halacha now, not hashka. Okay. Gabi saw the tzorech shi'omru lo tamul lizro of the chorosh b'shabbos p'tito b'shas k'tzira neged amalcho b'shabbos. Right? In other words, you have to do your the zri, the planting, the chorosh, and the k'tzira, cutting it down. Vani oshluchi emo b'chol v'etol gamkin k'neged yom shali. Right? You do your man, and I'll do mine. We divide it up. There's no real mixing. Dalad imaat, if it's a little bit that comes in, came to ene mach shivin ze keneged ze lito b'shava. We're not just working it out. Imkain enim shutim klal b'yom Shabbos b'yom echad rak shar hayamim. We're only shutfus on the remaining 5 days of the week, right? I have my day. You have your day. Lafuke imat imo b'shas tenoi shul b'sof yevoy lecheshbon shiye haschar shlishnehem b'shava. No, we're going to work it out. We're going to split everything even. If we're splitting everything even, then we're a shutfus even on Shabbos. To also akorach achu am imo kishutof gam b'yom haShabbos, right? Because by definition, when you divide everything evenly, then the profits of Shabbos come in as well. Im harbe, where there's a lot that came in. Im achikach b'shas chaluka boy lecheshbon loymer kama netalta ato meruba vanimu. You got a lot. I got a little. Nechle kamosar. Let's divide up. Shiye l'shnehem b'shove. So now we're going to, my day was a windfall, and your day not too much. So let's make it right. Shia l'shnehem l'shove das mogin avrum lifsoy kedas harayved she machmir b'ze. Can't do it. Mishum de gali milsa l'mafreya de batanai meikara haroma ba'alma have. No, it's haram. It was a trick. You just said these words. You didn't really mean it. In other words, if at the end of the day, okay, this is my day, this is your day, but then we're going to divide everything up evenly anyway. So who are you fooling? Who are you fooling?
So how can you have an opinion that says it's okay to just divide things up evenly anyway? Because we had that as one of the permissible methods.
Oh, he's going to get to that. Yeah. V'yish makilim b'zeh. That was the Magen Avraham, right? Some are make your kevan the hisnu meikora v'ayim beli rabish herich gamkein b'zeh b'sof nishar b'tzorach iyan. Okay, we'll see. So it's mutter, right? This is when they divide it up. We're still not into the Rama yet. These are still, he's still commenting back on the Mechaber. V'im lo noda achakach revach shal kol echad ve'echad al yomo kigoin b'chanus reshoin lechatchi lechalak b'shove. If you can't figure out what came in, then at that point, you know, they don't have such accurate books, then you can just divide it up, everything equal. V'im lo hisnu b'tchila, but they didn't make this tanai beforehand. Right? So then, cause of istam lo osir, below hisnu afilu im lo amar lo avodato b'shabes v'ni b'chol. Right, this is the Rambam that he's quoting. V'gam b'shas chaluka lo hizkir lo shel shabes elo roitzel achlok imo stam b'shava afilu hochi osir. Okay, we didn't make anything up. We're just going to divide up half. Kevin shlo hisnu koydim shinish tatfu, because they didn't make this arrangements beforehand. This is always. You know, shaylas come up, it's always the best thing to do is to make this type of arrangement before the company begins, goes public, or they open up these things. That's the best practice. Now we have to find out if it's a hefsid mamon, what might be grounds to be a makil over here. So, begins, this is now on the Ramah, in Sifkat and Ches, V'chokostam, Hainu, Shebishas Chaluka. Now we're dividing up Lo Hizki Lo Yisrael Es HaShabbos. Doesn't mention it. Lomer ato tritol keneged yom amalcho b'shabes v'niyatol keneged yom amali b'chol. You the Shabbos, now you get the weekday. Elachoku stam b'shava v'gam mayris shelo omer lo b'techila avod ato b'shabes. You should work on Shabbos v'niyavod kenegedcha b'chol. Ela ha'ein Yehuda also me atzmo shelo b'tzivui. Right, he's doing it on his own. De'im lohach, he osir l'chuli alma. If he didn't do it like this, then it would be osir. Bechol zeh, de'galidaitei de'shlucho haya. Because this shows that he was really working as a shliach of the Jew. Al Shabbos, right? V'hu almo k'neged bechol kevan sh'metechilas hutol al shnehim yachad. Because, you know, really it's their business. Business people expect, unless they stipulate in advance, you know, I'm a 30% partner. But if really, we're assuming here that it's an even 50-50. Vida, you should know. The chol hasif hazeh mayri shehi Yisroel v'ha'en Yehudi heim shutfim beguf hatonor v'hamerchatz. This is when they are both owners in the item itself, the bathhouse, the toner. Aval im ein le'en Yehudi chele beguf hatonor. But he doesn't own the actual toner, the oven. Rak shehu mekabel chele berevach b'shvil shehu oife u'masik hatonor. Right, he's a working partner, right? That they have these in restaurants or something like that. Someone's an owner, someone's the chef, whatever it is. So he doesn't own it, but he works. He's that's how he gets his share of it. So yesh omrim delo mahani bezeh, doesn't work. Afilu kishemasne betechila tol ato chelkucha b'shabbos ni yom echad bechol. We can't make this arrangement. The kevan sheguf atoner who shall Yisrael, right? It's the Jew's oven that's working. Right? You're basically renting it out to him on Shabbos. Right? We should be concerned for this. When it's not being, you know, subsumed in the other payments. But if it really is, you know, being incorporated with other payments as well, kigon sha'om l'oife tol ata beiz v'gimel yomim v'ani beiz v'gimel yomim shari. If it's not just a one day, but it's you know, 2 or 3 days, that would be allowed. Some hold the low be'ina b'zesh ain leni hu lechelik beguf hatoner hisnu meikor kevin shehu behavlo. So in that case, we could if it's more than just one day being that would so to speak cover him for the other days as well. Okay, the next one is talking about this when it works that it's each one works on their day beyomo to az kevin deha yisroel oise kol yom echod. Okay, so we explained this. It has to be working. It's his day. The kosfu hachronim tehu hadin. Same thing. Im ha'in Yehudi noson mo'osli yisrael his asik behem bechol. He would pay him to work during the week. Uve Shabbos mis asik hu. The osli sol the kabel menus schar min harevach shenola b'shabes This is not, I do not work on Shabbos. Lohach, he came into Malacha, Hazois, Mutelis, Al Yisrael, Ha'in Yehudi, Oises, Shlicho, Shlichuso, Oser. So again, we have to make sure that we're not playing games over here, that we understand this is a real deal. Okay, so if they do this, and then the Ramah held that you could split it up because Adaita the Nafshikovit, he's working for himself. Bishil Chelko, the Havilei Keoris, he's like the sharecropper, which we saw. The sharecropper, in the beginning, I think Reish Mem Beis, this was the guy who takes a percentage, right? You know, however much it produces this field, I'm going to get 30% of whatever it is. So same thing here. The Mutter Medina, that's totally Mutter. Canal, Reish, oh yeah, Reish Mem Gimel, okay, I was off. The Kaven, Shehu Lokeach, Beperos, of the Daita, the Nafshe, right? Chedek Yisrael, Nishbach, Mimele. Okay, so he's working. So the shavach came to you, b'derech mimele. But who had in kant? Same thing over here. El desham oser betonur mishu maris ayin. If you remember, that was because there was a difference between like the field versus the merchatz and the toner. There it looked like it was working. She omru schirohu. They're gonna think no, he hired the non-Jew to work on this day. V'kan leka maris ayin. There's no problem here. Dakol yodin. Everyone knows sheish le'ini hudi. Everyone knows that this is his chelik. Okay, let's finish up. Yud Aleph. Ein Yisrael Nehena, Rotulomer. Dehano sohu rak hano d'memela. Aval ein ha'ein Yehuda oise melachto b'shvilo. He's not working on his behalf. It comes as a memela. V'hanoiso d'lehavi kishlucho b'zeh. Came into ein mutol klal al Yisrael b'zeh lasos b'shabbos. He's not required to work there. The habicho mechamin shnehem u'shabbos ein ha'ein Yehudi yochel lichofol shiasik imo. You can't force him to work with him. B'shum hachi bevade adaita nashika ovid. Certainly, he's working on his own benefit, for his own, because it's convenient. We'll call it like that. It's working for him. And the last one, this is the case of havla. Hachi michsi kischar shabbos. It looks like you're actually getting paid. So schar shabbos, we know, is not allowed. Okay, Vintashem, we'll stop here, pick it up with these.